This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind. We're in Grand Forks today. First International Bank and Trust has a brand new location in Grand Forks along South Columbia Road. So we're going to meet some of the folks from First International Bank, tell you about this new expansion into an important market in North Dakota for First International Bank and Trust on the program today. Governor Doug Burgum will be here and talk a little bit about accomplishments in 2017, priorities in 2018. We'll preview his State of the State address. All that's coming up tomorrow. What's on Your Mind? Live from Frisco, Texas. Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment are studio sponsor, and we'll pack it up and head on down to Frisco, Texas. Also brought to you by Russ Boyle with Edward Jones Labor, Masters Fisher Leasing, Houston Engineering, and Gate City Bank. Live from the one and only Frisco, Texas, also known as Fargo South, I think they call it sometimes, right? North Dakota South, with all the things that are happening there. Congressman Kevin Kremer, as I mentioned yesterday, joining us today in the first hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So we don't always have that in the first hour when we do it. We normally do it Wednesday, second hour. But today, we start right out of the chute with your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Kremer. And welcome your calls. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd or I with your questions, too, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Congressman Kremer, a busy week for you. Look forward to catching up on it. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Scott. How are you?
Doing really good. Yeah, you started the week in Washington, D.C., and the week at home. That's probably better, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the way to do it, but we ended up, interestingly, I mean, we were supposed to be in session this week, we being the House of Representatives. Originally, it was on our schedule to be in session, but it was not in our schedule to be in session the week of Christmas Eve or leading up to Christmas. As probably people know, we did stay an extra week at the end of the year to finish up funding and tax reform, and then consequently, they took that other week away. Well, I had a very important scheduled meeting with the President in the Oval Office on Tuesday and decided I would just keep that schedule rather than wait, try to reschedule it sometime when Congress is in session. And as it turned out, Scott, it was, you know, a great way to do it because the lack of people in town, the lack of, you know, even congressional leadership being in town made for a much more relaxing meeting in the White House, and had a lot of time with the President and the Vice President and others on his team.
Well, I imagine much of our audience is curious about that meeting, pretty historic meeting, really, when you think about the amount of time you spent with the President and then the Vice President, too. You have some photos up on your Facebook page you put up this morning. I shared those on ours as well. Todd, I don't know if you had a chance to do that on yours as well, but, it's hard to look at those pictures and not think, oh, my gosh, this is, a really incredible opportunity. What was the meeting for? Let's start there.
Yeah. The President had wanted to talk to Chris, my wife, about, you know, the possibility of a Senate run, and he and I have talked about it. He called me about it. He's joked around about it, you know, throughout the last year, but he called me about it a couple of months ago said he wanted to see Chris in the Oval Office. I said, okay, well, you know, we can go to work on scheduling that, I suppose. The President understands that these are family decisions and that, you certainly can't get to yes without a family commitment. And so he just wanted to have that opportunity. So Chris Abel and I went in on Tuesday and spent, like I said, a good hour, a little better with him. The Vice President. It's sort of a fun little story if you have time. I mean, when we walked in, well, I shouldn't say walked in. You don't just walk into the Oval Office, but General Kelly came out into the waiting room, which, by the way, there was no one else in. Usually, it's just a buzz with people. I've been there several times, and it was packed. And I don't care who you are, if you're an NBA superstar or a NFL owner or a five-star general, you are waiting in the same lobby. And there was no one else in there. So General Kelly came to get us, and we walked in, and they were just wrapping up their pre-briefing meeting, media briefing meeting. And so Sarah Huckabee Sanders was in there, and the vice president was in there, just a couple of other folks. And right away, Chris noticed Sarah and was looking at her, and as she was on her way to shake Donald Trump's hand, and the president says very affectionately, very warmly, and very funny, he just said, "Look at this. Chris is more interested in Sarah Huckabee Sanders than she is in saying hi to me." And it was so wonderful, Scott, because you just saw a genuine warmth for his team and for the work that she does. And of course, Chris looked right at Sarah and said, "You do a great job, Sarah. We really love you." And it's true. She does a great job, Chris. And our daughters often comment on what a great job she does. And then what was really sort of fun then, she looked at the president and said, he shook her hand. She said, I'm speechless, Mr. President. And he said, "I am too." And I just thought that it's so cool, but to be standing in the Oval Office and still be speechless. Do you know what I mean? It still had that sense of sort of awe about it all. But then he did say, "Sarah, what do you think he should do? You know, don't you think he should run? Don't you think we all think he should run? Don't you think he should run?" And she said, she pointed at Abel and she said, "I think he should decide." And I thought, there's a mother's heart for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that great? And I understand the president actually did direct some of his comments to Abel. Is that right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. First thing he said, "Now, Abel, are you no, first thing he says, "Abel, what do you think? Do you think your dad should do it?" Abel said, "I don't care." You know, typical 10-year-old boy. And then he said, "Abel, are you an athlete? Are you athletic?" He said, "Oh, yeah, yeah." He said, "Well, what's your favorite sport?" Abel said, "Basketball." He said, "Well, who's your favorite player?" And almost in concert, both of them said, "LeBron James." and then the president said, "Did you see him the other day? You know, he had the ball, and there were three guys defending him, and those three guys didn't stand a chance." And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, he's very conversant on you know, all things, and it was really very cool, very special. Abel enjoyed it more than I thought he would.
So tell me why you think you're getting this level of attention from the president, the vice president, and others about this race. Why? Because obviously there's a lot of important races on the calendar in 2018, but I don't see a lot of other candidates getting that kind of a face time with the president in the Oval Office, the attention of the vice president. What's going on here?
I think part of what's going on, Scott, is, you know, part of it is that we have a relationship. And I think that, you know, that's helpful, that I supported him very early. As you know, I was one of the very first members of Congress, one of the very first, certainly the only, I think, statewide North Dakota office holder who ever did endorse him by name. And so there's an appreciation there for that. The second thing is, and the bottom line is that the Senate is obviously a very narrow margin for Republicans. And while the map, the Senate, election map is very favorable for Republicans, us only, you know, defending a few seats, them defending, you know, over 20, and 10 of them in states like North Dakota, where the Democratic incumbent, serves a state where the president won, and in many cases overwhelmingly. So he's very popular in places like this. So I think they see this as a very likely pickup seat for the United States Senate for the Republicans, and I represent in several polls, but just logically, I represent as a potential candidate, you know, pretty high likelihood of picking the seat up.
We had a call yesterday with some comments about you I wanted to share with you, and we often celebrate our callers thanks to our friends at Delta, so we might as well do that right now and play this for Kevin, give you a chance to respond to it. Delta, of course, the folks in the oil industry that just make it easy. The turnkey well sites, the flow lines, the setting the pump jacks, doing it all. Turnkey being the key word for many companies in the Bakken. DeltaConstructors.net to find out more, or call Eric at 406-250-8151. This is Chris and Dickinson. Listen to what he said.
"First off, I understand the predicament he's in, especially with the committee position opening up and being our only member of the House. But honestly, I think he could do for Congress what Carson Wentz has done for the NFL. We need 99 more people like him in the Senate with his morals, ethics, and values controlling 1/100th of our budget. I say do what you can with the most that you can, and I think he'd do very well serving his country in the Senate."
So there's there's a little encouragement for you.
That's very nice, and boy, that's gets to me. It's interesting because it was the case that the president made in many respects. One of the things he said to me was, you know, he's always liked the Senate. He talks about the Senate in very affectionate terms, and he brought up this analogy. He said, you know what the three most exclusive clubs in the world are? You know, Supreme Court, the United States Senate, and NFL owners. And of course, Scott, this is one of the things that disgusts me about the Senate is its club membership. And I told him so. And he said, yeah, I know, but I said, look, I get that they have a lot of power, each one. They're 1/100th. I get that by the power that they've given themselves and their ability for one member to obstruct gives them tremendous power. I said, but I find that disgusting, you know? And he said, I know. And then he told me some stories that I won't tell you about some of the senators he's had to deal with. But he said, but it is power, Kim. It is power. And I thought, well, it is, but I prefer influence to power. And I, you know, but that said, he made the same case.
All right, your questions or comments for Congressman Cramer on that meeting or anything on 2018 priorities are welcome. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
First Year National Bank of Trust today in Grand Forks. We'll talk with one of their ag lenders coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Andy Byron will be here to join us on the program, so stay tuned for that coming up. Looking forward to that conversation. Oh, wait a minute, is it Andy or is it Brian? I think it might be Brian. So, anyway, one of the Agloan guys will join us here coming up just a little bit. First International Bank of Trust, special broadcast location today for What's on Your Mind. CJ's on the phone from Dak Diesel to tell us about 2018 and how you can get you up and running and save you some money in the long haul. Dak Diesel of Bismarck, online at DakDiesel.com. What do you want folks to know about you, CJ?
Well, you know, it's one of these things that they, you know, a lot of people are wondering what they can do to upgrade their truck. And even if it's one of these things that if they need to do some upgrades and they want to do the labor themselves, I am a Sinister diesel dealer. So, you know, whether you're looking for your parts just to upgrade it so it's more dependable, or maybe you want your diesel truck or pickup, you know, a little more high performance. You know, I am a dealer, and I can either match or beat all internet prices. So, and it's basically I'm a one-stop shop. You know, whether you want to buy the parts for me or whether you want me to do the service, I'm here for you. So,
well, great. And you're going to have to go out there and look for that best price. So that's a great bit of assurance for sure. 258-5011, the number to call for all the repair and maintenance needs on your diesel vehicle. Check them out online, too, at DakDiesel.com. Give CJ a call. All right, CJ, thanks for chatting. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good morning. Thanks, Scott.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. We're talking about that big meeting in the Oval Office with he and the President, First Lady. Let me just ask you the expectation, if you will, that the Vice President and the President have related to their discussion with you and Chris and Abel and everybody saying, we want you to do this. You know, is there an expectation that you will make a decision fairly soon?
You know, that's a great question, Scott, because I think there is an expectation I will, but I will tell you what I don't think they expect. Let me put it this way. They're both of them are so respectful, and both of them, while encouraging, never once pressured us and haven't. They make a case, but they know it's our decision. They know there's a lot to consider. And the Vice President in particular has spent a lot of time talking to me about how often they're praying for us. And he and Chris had a long talk about, you know, good books to read, good sermons to listen to, and, you know, a lot about Tim Keller and our Proverbs devotional. And so it's always been very respectful. I don't think they have an expectation of the answer. I really don't. I think, like most people, they know it's our decision, and they want it to be the right decision for us and our family and our country, and that's what we're trying to do.
When do you want to make a decision by?
Yeah, I think we need to get to the decision here. You know, I'd like to do it by the end of this month. I've said, you know, end of January, early February, but I'd like to get to it by the end of this month. Scott, you know, I don't need to know anything else. You know, I know everything I need to know. I know the poll numbers. I know, you know, the money. I know where it'll come from if I run. I know it's going to be really, really hard work to get it. I know that Heidi Heitkamp, while we've got great poll numbers, she's no slouch. She's a hard worker. She's an endearing personality. She's got a tough record to defend, but she's good at doing it. So, you know, I know everything I need to know. At this point, it's just a matter now of sorting through it all and giving a proper weight to things. I know that I'm, you know, entering my sixth year now as North Dakota's only House member and the most powerful committee in Congress and most exclusive committee. And, you know, and I've earned a lot of status in the House of Representatives. And would be giving all of that up if I run for the Senate, and could be I'd give the seat up to a freshman from North Dakota for sure, and we only get one. So there's just a whole bunch of stuff to consider. And now we just have to wade through it and give it weight and continue to pray.
And I think all of us can do the same, you know, and encourage you as, you know, finding that peace about the decision and knowing that there's a lot of people keeping an eye for all the right reasons, really. This is important stuff. You look back at 2017 and the difference on some very key things for this country.
Wow. Yeah.
And the makeup of the Senate. So it's an important deal. So I want to ask you also a little bit about this. You know, Washington is often gripped in some soap opera-like craze over a story, and the latest is the fact that evidently Steve Bannon made some comments to the author of a book. This guy is from The Guardian, which is a left-wing newspaper, even for Europe standards, left-wing. And you know, they evidently had some incredible access to the White House and the president, and now the book is quite critical of the Trumps and the apparatus around them, and the president doesn't pay attention to anything, and he doesn't read, and you know, did you believe any of this?
No. Here's what I think. There's probably a grain of truth in all of it, which is what allows him to write it. But I will tell you that this is the swamp at its worst. One of the problems with this particular week, for the same reason that I was able to spend an hour in the Oval Office or in the West Wing of the White House with, you know, President and Vice President and others, it's called slow news. You know, the president was on vacation along with everyone else. There's not a lot going on in the country or in the world. And so it's a slow news week. And so something like this goes beyond the book and into the actual, you know, the drama, the soap opera, as you said. I never cease being amazed by it, Scott. I never cease being amazed by what grips the Washington press corps and the New York press corps and how little interest North Dakotans have. Somebody asked me the other day, who was I talking to? Somebody asked me the other day anyway about, you know, are a lot of North Dakotans asking about the Russian investigation? And who did, I wish I could remember who this was. It might have been a national reporter. I said, if you and I, it was at CNN. That's where it was. I did a CNN hit on Sunday, I think it was. And I said to the CNN folks, I said, if we all went to a mall in North Dakota, we'd be hard-pressed to find 10 people who even know there is an investigation of Russia's influence in the election going on, much less care about it. I said, I lectured them. I said, this is the disconnect that you people never quite get. And so, again, it's uninteresting, and it wouldn't even be news, I don't think, or at least it'd be a very little news if it weren't for the fact that we're in a very slow news week.
All right, let's get some questions. Text coming in and calls welcome as well. One wants to know, what about Tom Campbell already running for Senate?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Tom's a candidate, and I certainly wouldn't suggest people not run who want to run. And I encouraged Tom prior to his announcement and would encourage him to do whatever he thinks is best for North Dakota and for him. And, you know, there's been talk that maybe if I ran for the Senate, he'd switch to the House. You know, that would be up to him, of course. But I will tell you, having people in the race, it doesn't have any bearing on my sort of decision other than, you know, I want us to win the seat, you know, for Republicans.
Let's go next to a question about what are your thoughts on power? We talked earlier about, you know, why do you run for this? Why would you be there? And you'd mentioned the power question. So they want to know what your thoughts are on power.
Well, I think that a couple of things. One is I prefer influence to power. I don't think they're the same. I think influence is earned. Power is achieved. You earn power, I suppose, by the sense that in the Senate, you earn the office, you get elected. But I think the Senate has a disproportionate amount of power because they've made it so easy for a single member to obstruct legislation.
Think about that. The power to stop stuff, right? Yeah, hold that thought if you want. We have to go to a break. More coming up with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to hot spring spas and pool tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
What's on your mind is broadcasting live today from First International Bank and Trust in Grand Forks. Their newest location is open. The big grand opening coming a little later on this month, and it's already going. They're open for business. Come on in. South Columbia Road, and the drive-thru not quite done yet, but otherwise the bank's just beautiful, and I encourage you to stop on by. Brian Weismantle is here. Brian is an ag loan officer with First International Bank of Trust. Brian's new to the First International Bank team, but not new to banking, and you've been doing ag banking for a number of years, so you're looking forward to meeting some new growers and working with some folks here?
I am. I'm looking forward to getting out and visit with customers in this area. It's a little bit different type of agriculture, but excited to learn about it, learn more of the details, and learn as we go.
You mentioned that the reputation of First International Bank and Trust is very strong in the ag community. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is. First International Bank and Trust, as everybody knows, it was started over in Watford City, very strong agricultural presence over there, very dedicated to their customers. It's a North Dakota bank looking to protect North Dakota producers and keep everybody afloat and keep the producers on their farms.
I have a farm bill expert on the other end of the line, our Congressman Kevin Kramer. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall. Are your customers wondering a little bit about the next farm bill?
They are. Everybody's always worried about it. They don't want cuts in the farm bill for crop insurance or subsidy payments or ARC payments. Everybody's looking to protect themselves in the environment of low crop production, low prices we have now. Everybody's looking how to protect themselves through any risk management they can.
So, Congressman Kramer, what do you think? Brian's customers here at First International are going to be happy with the outcome of the next farm bill?
Well, do no harm has been our main mantra. I did drop a bill last week, Brian, that probably makes some sense, I think, that might help, you know, your side of the formula a little bit, that fixes the ARC program and tries to, what it does really is it reconciles the data source, the RMA data, where RMA exists, and this gets sort of very specific information, but we really need to fix that ARC program, although I don't think a lot of people are going to choose ARC. I'd see more farmers choosing PLC, but there's that, and then I don't know what your feel is, but I'd love to figure out, and I've been talking to community bankers about this, figure out a way to do what Senator Hovind wants to do in terms of raising the FSA limits, but we're not going to have any more money, so that means if we raise the limits, just fewer people get a piece of the pie. But what I was thinking is if we put more money on the on the guarantee side of the ledger, and then work with community banks and farm credit and, you know, credit unions and whoever else is in the lending side to try and leverage that money, leverage more private money, more banking money. Maybe we could take the same size pie and actually raise those limits and do a lot more for farmers. Anyway, those are just a couple of my thoughts on trying to fix what we currently have.
No, I think that's an excellent idea. In this area, farmers have grown substantially over the last 20 years, just like every area, and the limits they have in place, they don't allow an operator to fall under the small farm program through FSA, and we limit so many producers who maybe could hang on for a couple extra years and could utilize some guaranteed funds, and the banks would go along with them to expand their farm even more. But with the limits we have in place, we just can't utilize FSA as frequently as we'd like to. The underwriting's gotten so much better through them. Their approval process has sped up so much.
Sure.
And it's a great assistance for all community banks to protect ourselves and protect the farmer in the end. But, yeah, like you said, the limits right now are just they handicap what we can do and what Farm Service can do for the banks.
See, so Scott, on this point, it's an interesting little point because he's exactly right. The limits, the FSA limits, don't begin to reflect contemporary agriculture and the cost of modern agriculture. So, but if we double the limits, and they have both a direct loan program and a guarantee program, if we double the limits but don't double the amount of money, all we've done is made the limits higher for half as many customers. That doesn't really help agriculture a whole lot. So that's why I've been trying to find ways to use the same amount of money but leverage it for more other money. And that's where I think maybe applying more of it on the guarantee side actually allows more community banks to participate. And anyway, we're working on it. Your question was, will they be pleased? I don't even dare predict that kind of thing anymore on farm bills, But hopefully, we'll just improve on a pretty decent foundation we have right now. And you made the earlier point, we don't want to see any cuts to crop insurance, and neither do I. And I think most of us, all of us in ag country and the ag caucus are pretty committed to that.
Brian, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Good chat with you. Brian Weismantle, ag loan officer here at First International Bank and Trust. More of our chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Did you say everything you wanted to say on sort of the, I don't know what the premise of the question is. I think they were more wanting you to expand a little bit on your earlier comparison of influence versus power.
Yeah. It's because I think the Senate, I think this is an important civics discussion to have. The Senate has given itself so much power with its rules. It's given each individual member so much more power. And when while founders designed the bicameral legislature for that reason, it wasn't intended that the Senate would have so much power that a single member could hold things up for days, if not eternity. And the 60-vote margin has been grossly abused. And so power often gets abused. Influence is that thing that you earn by reputation, by relationships. Some people don't like that either because, the use of political capital means you build coalitions by helping other people with their priorities, and they help you with their priorities. But I think that's a better way to govern, and it's where I try to work the hardest, even in the House, where it's a much more partisan chamber, again by design with the 2-year terms and whatnot. I just think you can have a lot more influence if you're not so concerned about power itself.
All right, lots of texts here, and I'm going to try and go rapid fire through these so we can get to all of them as well. If you do have a question or comment, the best way to do it is call us, 258-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 367-2054 for your text, or 226-8503. Scott and Todd, can you please ask Congressman Cramer if and when the wall is going to get built on the southern border? I really think that needs to happen. That was a major campaign promise, and the problem of illegal immigration cannot be fixed without that. So there's a question from a listener.
It's even worse than just illegal immigration. I mean, just the whole flow of drugs and other illegal activity. And I agree. Will it get built? So we're in the throes of that fight right now. There's a big meeting in the White House yesterday between the president and his team, vice president, and along with Paul Ryan, the speaker, Majority Leader McConnell, Minority Leader Schumer, Minority Leader Pelosi. Over this, the spending bill that's coming due here a couple weeks after we get back, and they want a DACA fix. The president's saying no DACA without a wall, and I've told him stick to it, and I'll help him all I can. We're at that point right now in the remainder of the spending for the remainder of this year, and I think we need to get it done. I will tell you, for those of you from North Dakota that are familiar with Fisher Industries, who, as we know, are one of the handful of companies that were given the opportunity to provide a wall sample, if you will, a prototype, their presentation to the Department of Homeland Security was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And the product they've come up with is incredible, and they can do this. I hope they get the contract, because they can do a good piece of this wall in a very short time, with a very reasonable budget and a superior product. And I believe the wall will get built. It's such a high priority for the president, for Republicans in Congress, that I just don't see us moving forward on any immigration reforms without that wall being part of it.
All right. The DACA debate is a big deal. The president sort of said, Congress, fix it. And the deadline's fast approaching in March. You can't just do this, the first day before. If you had your say, what would we do on DACA?
Well, I don't mind, taking the dreamers, if you will, and finding some solution that allows them to remain in the country or leave and come back, perhaps earning some sort of legal status. But, and I mean this is really important, only if we get the wall built and we take care of some other immigration issues, such as eliminating chain migration, eliminating the lottery system, from just in the name of diversity, we have a lottery system from certain parts of the world that doesn't even make any sense. I don't think it ever did, but it's really screwy now. And have a more merit-based immigration system so that Microsoft can get more engineers, if you will, or agriculture can get more seasonal workers if that's what we need. But the system of immigration ought to be based on the workforce needs of our growing economy, not on who wins a lottery or whose mom and dad came here. So I think all of those things have to be part of a DACA conclusion, DACA solution.
Let's see, what's next? Scott, Steve from Fargo, please ask Congressman Kramer to discuss the antitrust exemption that medical insurance companies enjoy. Wouldn't working this out of the system improve competition and ultimately costs?
So the House of Representatives, in a bipartisan fashion, actually passed a bill that does exactly that, and we passed it very early in 2017. But like some 300 bills that we passed this year, the House, there in 2017, the House passed 478 bills, I think it was, and the 377 of them are in the still waiting fraction of the Senate. That is one of them. And what's so strange about that, that's low-hanging fruit, Scott. In fact, that bill should pass nearly 100-0. I feel like am I still? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for a second there. I'm not sure what happened. That bill should pass. What did you say?
That bill should pass easily in the Senate. And why they haven't taken it up, I don't know. There's some other bipartisan legislation that we've passed on healthcare that hasn't ever been taken up in the Senate. So I agree with the texture. We've passed it in the House. Now we need the Senate to act. Get a senator on the show, and then they can, if you know any.
Yeah, and we know one that's considering being one. Yeah.
Boy, you don't miss a beat, do you?
Yeah, got to know what's going to happen if you get there. You know what I'm saying? E-Verify should be mandatory. What does Mr. Kramer think?
I agree. Boy, you've got some on point listeners today. I totally agree. I think E-Verify. So when I talk about fixing our legal immigration system, E-Verify is one component of that. And so E-Verify, we have a legislation in the House. We've had since the day I got there, we've had legislation in the Judiciary Committee to do exactly that, to require E-Verify. Now, we need a transition system for that, make sure all the glitches are worked out, that every business at every level is able to, use the system. But you can save thousands of pieces of paper, maybe millions of pieces of paper, and millions of hours with a very good E-Verify system. Plus, you keep the country safer and make sure everybody's complying with immigration laws.
More with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Questions, comments, 258-0550. Text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. One more segment to go. Last chance to get your questions in next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Bally's Putlitch, a Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Come to North Dakota if you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, even hips, joint pain. They're a must attend. Stem cell therapy educational seminars and regenerative medicine so you can find out more. StemCellTherapyForPain.com online. Call to get signed up for one of the seminars, 1-888-973-1560. 888-973-1560. Stem Cell Health Institute. Start the new year not having to live with chronic pain.
Jim and Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Congressman Kramer, thanks for putting yourself out there and to answer our questions. With regards to immigration, long ago, I believe it was about 2005, Bank of America and Wells Fargo campaigned in order to remove the requirement of legal status in the United States to have a bank account in the United States. That makes it much more easy for them to gain employment and gain profit from working in the United States illegally. If we turn that back, with most businesses operating on an electronic payment system, that would help remove the carrot.
So you raise one more of, several issues, but that's a really big one and very unfortunate, because you're right. All of these carrots, they add validation. You know, they validate the presence of people here illegally. And if you have enough validation, illegal starts to look a lot like legal. And I agree, we shouldn't make it easier. We should make it more difficult. This is interesting. I didn't know about this. So I'm gonna check on that with the Financial Services Committee and see if there's ever been any legislation that would try to, maybe prohibit that kind of activity.
All right, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks for what you do. Give it a shot. But, one of the issues is now it's possible to get a bank account and access your electronic pay without actually being a United States citizen or legal status of some sort.
Not good. Good catch, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it. Al on the road for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead with your question.
Good morning, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Al.
I'm an over the road truck driver. And now we got this ELD, electronic logbook. Right. And for the most part, I'm happy with it. I like it because there is no question now when it's time to be done. And, at the end of a 10-hour, 11-hour day, I'm ready to be done anyway. So that's okay. But what happens now is we have the 14-hour rule, which says that you can't work any longer than 14 hours. So if I sit and try to load for 5 hours, this is taking away from my driving time, and I don't get no pay unless the wheels are turning. So I think there needs to be something added into these laws that if these shippers and receivers want to retain me for 4, 5, 6 hours, that they need to pay me, or the company pays me, or something along that lines, because I don't make no money unless if I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, no, really important point. This is the problem with ELD. Now, I appreciate that you're representing, you like it, and I think there's no question in many respects that the technology has great benefit, great value. And it was being used before, it's just that now it's mandatory. The problem is the way the rules are drafted, and probably what we need to do is get back to DOT and say, hey, is there any way to build flexibility into the rules? Because, of course, this is the problem with ELD. The ELD, the electrical log or electronic log doesn't measure when you stop, when you start, whether you're, waiting 5 hours for a load, taking a nap, or if you're, you get caught at a stop because of an accident that holds up traffic for a couple of hours. So while you point to the good things about it, the bad things are a result of the lack of flexibility into it. We'll check with DOT and see if there's any way in the rulemaking process to come up with something that's more, again, flexible.
And along with that, though, is another problem where if you run 70 hours in 8 days and you're anywhere 2, 3, 4 hours from the house, you have to sit 34 hours to wait to drive 2 hours or 5 hours to get home.
Yeah, crazy.
That mess and the impact on our ag communities.
Yeah, we did get a waiver for agriculture, for next couple of months while they review more comments. So at least the file remains open for influence.
Only have a minute left on this, but this came up yesterday. Somebody called about the Line 3 situation where, for instance, kind of a rogue Public Utilities Commission in Minnesota is holding this up, saying, is there anything that can be done to look into, how the environmental extremism apparatus gets its grips into these folks in these different, governing bodies and for ulterior motives? Does Congress have a role there? Can it look into it? Can there be hearings?
Pipelines are funny because there is certain jurisdiction on interstate and international pipelines. With regard to oil or liquid pipelines, however, there's a, it's state by state. That's the problem. I suppose we could look at it. There should be some sort of a, I've always believed that with regard to transmission of all types, there ought to be some sort of a backstop. The way I would address it, Scott, is I would put a shot clock, a default shot clock. If the commission doesn't do its job by a certain number of days, then the default goes to the applicant. And so in this case, if the applicant's Enbridge or whoever it is, then the application is deemed to be, to be approved, unless there's some extenuating circumstance, but then the burden of proof has to come down on the commission.
Definitely, needs reform. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks
a bunch. Appreciate the readout on the meeting this week, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for the flexibility of schedule. Bye-bye.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.